The Pew study, which looked at the role of technology in the next 50 years, asked people to consider if computers will soon match humans when it comes to creating music, novels, paintings, or other important works of art. 51% of respondents said yes.
To me, that's a gimmick. It's not. It's nothing more.
Ivar Zaley is the owner of Plus Gallery in Denver.
Well, I think we're at some sort of juncture that is positive for those artists using technology. Certainly, across the board, most people aren't embracing it.
Still, computer technology is getting noticed in the art world. British computer scientist Simon Colton created the painting Fool in 2006 to simulate the physical painting process and hopes the program will eventually be regarded as an artist in its own right.
I learn a great deal from well-meaning criticism, as this drives me forward, so that hopefully one day you will be happy to call me a creative artist. That is all I want.
That's a voice-to-text program reading a statement posted on the Painting Fool's website. The bulk of the Fool's digitally generated artwork looks like it was done using pencil, pastel, and paint. And the result, which has received some critical acclaim, has been exhibited in galleries in both the physical and digital realms. But Ivar Zaley, who runs one of the most cutting-edge galleries in Denver, says he won't be exhibiting the work of the Painting Fool or any other computer-programmed artist anytime soon.
If the end result is something that doesn't have the qualities of a craft, then I think it's perceived differently.
Art and technology do have long-standing connection. The first drawing machine was created in the 1960s by Desmond Paul Henry. And Zaley is far from averse to the fusion of art and technology. He represents several artists whose work leverages technology.
I think technology has come far enough to be a much more useful and valid tool in the hands of artists. And I would say that's something that has developed maybe just within the last 5 years.
Kristen Stransky is among the artists who have embraced technology. Her first solo exhibition at the Plus Gallery, Common Myth, which explores digital recording mechanisms, opens this Friday.
I've been working on, and so have many other artists, been working on integrating that technology into that more personal form.
Stransky, an adjunct professor and emergent digital practices MFA candidate at the University of Denver, uses a three-dimensional printer to create pieces she regards as wearable computing.
Putting electronics into something that we can wear or put it on our bodies, I feel like, kind of lessens that coldness and makes it more approachable because it becomes something that is more integrated into your being and your consciousness and your awareness.
In this instance, the object is an elaborate headband called a Motiscan. You do allow people to wear these in the exhibit, right? And it kind of looks like this very artful headband. So let's see. I'm now putting it on, and it comes into contact with the side of your face, and that's where it's sort of generating the sound from. Will the sound be different for each person who puts it on, based on what exactly?
It's just generative, so it's basically randomized, and so I never know like what the order's going to be, and so everyone's going to have a slightly different scan experience.
Simon Colton is also working to develop technologies to make the painting Fool's work more approachable, specifically to exhibit humanistic behaviors of skill, appreciation, and imagination. Despite the Pew Research findings, Ivar Zaley says the painting Fool has a long way to go before it can be considered viable art.
Real artists want to create new paths, things that I think have a greater sense of personal dynamic. And what is it that drives them to do it? It's something that's the art spirit.
Only time will tell if Picasso is replaced by Pixelasso in the next 50 years. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.